With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump are poised to have the biggest day of the primary campaign move them to the brink of winning their party's presidential nominations and setting up a historic rematch. Voting is taking place today in 16 states and one territory. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the GOP to rally behind former President Trump as the party's 2024 presidential nominee.
I think the time has come, especially if Donald Trump sweeps the states today on Super Tuesday, for Ambassador Haley to announce that she is suspending her campaign supporting Donald Trump. He won't quite get to the formal number of delegates he needs to have the nomination in hand today, but it's a foregone conclusion.
SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening, and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis will be available at salemnewschannel.com. Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema has announced that she will not seek re-election. Sinema says she has no desire to serve in the current political climate.
It's all or nothing. The outcome, less important than beating the other guy. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division.
Egyptian officials say 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages have failed to achieve a breakthrough. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release up to 40 hostages in return for a 6-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners, and an influx of aid to address the humanitarian catastrophe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 404 points today. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham has been preaching along America's southern border.
Graham is in the midst of a 10-day tour, sharing the gospel and offering hope. According to churchleaders.com, Graham told an audience in Eagle Pass, Texas last week that he wanted to set aside politics. However, later that same day, the evangelist posted a picture of himself shaking hands with former President Donald Trump with the message, "Look who I ran into at the border today." The social media post on X received both favorable and negative comments. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later this month. A medication called Opill is being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A 1-month supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the Food and Drug Administration said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite some concerns by FDA scientists. This is SRN News. A Chicago hospital is now back online.
Doctors and nurses at a premier Chicago children's hospital can again access patients' electronic medical records. More than a month after a cyber attack forced Lurie Children's Hospital to take its networks offline, the hospital shut down its own systems for phone, email, and medical records once the breach was discovered on January 31st. The situation had all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, although hospital officials have not confirmed or denied the cause. John Scott reported.
A technical issue had caused widespread login issues for more than a half hour across Meta's Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms on Tuesday. A spokesman for X, formerly known as Twitter, said the issues have been resolved as quickly as possible for everyone impacted. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.